And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 3rd of October, 2014. It was on this day, 1990, East and West Germany were reunified. They'd been divided since the end of World War II. It's the birthday of the cartoonist Harvey Kurtzman, Brooklyn, 1924, the founding editor of Mad Magazine. Birthday of Thomas Wolfe, Asheville, North Carolina, 1900, author of Look Homeward, Angel, You Can't Go Home Again, and other books. It's the birthday of Gore Vidal, born West Point, New York, 1925, began writing his first novel when he was 19, a novel entitled Willy Waw. It got some good reviews. And then his third novel, The City and the Pillar, came out in 1948. It was the coming-of-age story of a gay man and was hugely controversial, so much so that many major publications, including the New York Times, refused to review Vidal's next five books, and he fell out of literary favor. His books sold very badly. He started writing screenplays for film and television. He was good at it. He was fast. He could write a screenplay adaptation in a weekend, an original script in a week. Worked in Hollywood for 10 years and earned a good living. In 1964, he returned to writing fiction with a novel, Julian, about a 4th-century Roman emperor who tried to convert his empire back to pre-Christian religious practices. It was a huge bestseller. Many of Gore Vidal's novels were about American history, Washington, D.C., about a political family in the 40s. In his novel Burr, Aaron Burr is the hero. Washington, Jefferson, and Hamilton are not. His books included Myra Breckinridge, Duluth, Lincoln. Gore Vidal, who said, "I really wanted to be a politician, but unfortunately I was born a writer. When that happens, you have no choice in the matter." Gore Vidal, who said, "It is not enough to succeed, others must fail." And it's the birthday of the historian George Bancroft, born Worcester, Massachusetts, 1800. He was Secretary of the Navy under President James Polk and established the Naval Academy at Annapolis. Author of a 10-volume history of the United States, George Bancroft, who said, "The exact measure of the progress of civilization is the degree in which the intelligence of the common mind has prevailed over wealth and brute force." Here's a poem for today by Jason Tandon entitled Fatherhood Beginnings. Sometimes when I've been sitting in a different room for a while, I forget I have a child. Then I wander into the humidified air, feel the softness of the blue rug between my toes, and place my hand upon his rising chest. What will I tell my son when he asks if I am happy? All summer I mowed the lawn like my father, in shorts and socks pulled taut to the knee. I want to tell the girl across the street to quit smoking, to straighten her shoulders when she walks, to stop shuffling her feet. A poem by Jason Tandon, Fatherhood Beginnings, from his collection Quality of Life, published by Black Lawrence Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.